It is not unusual for some employers in the state to have a hard time finding enough workers. That can be a headache for business owners, but lately it's the cause of some public safety concern as well. The Wyoming Highway Patrol is down almost 20% of its officers and is struggling to attract new ones. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
It's a clear morning at the Wyoming Law Enforcement Academy in Douglas, and cadets are in the parking lot doing drills. This one is a roadside stop gone wrong scenario. The officer-to-be has pulled over a car with Washington plates.
I see those drugs in your waistband, so can you put your hands right here?
What drugs?
Right there. Just go ahead and put your hands
here. Washington.
Can you step back over there for me?
They're legal.
Step back there.
They're legal in Washington.
Not legal here.
Well, why not? That's not weed, man.
Suddenly, the female passenger pulls out a gun and aims it at the cadet, but he sees her and he's quicker to the draw. Thankfully, that was just a paintball gun. After a couple more weeks of training like this, these students will head out to law enforcement agencies all across the state. But of the 36 cadets here, only 4 will be joining the Wyoming Highway Patrol. While the patrol pays well in comparison to other Wyoming law enforcement agencies, it's a tough job. If you sign up, there's a good chance you'll be stationed far from home. Also, the minimum age for applying to the patrol is 23. That's compared to 21 or younger for other police jobs in Wyoming. And the application process is much longer than any other law enforcement job.
We're starting to feel some of that pain, obviously, because of the amount of shortage we have.
That's Highway Patrol Lieutenant Keith Gunther. Right now, the patrol is short 30 officers out of its usual capacity of 170. Gunther says it's the worst position his agency's been in for decades.
When we talk about troopers getting called out in the middle of the night to work crashes, those troopers that are currently working are having to do that more frequently, and they don't have those other personnel in their divisions to help even that load out.
Gunther says the problem is largely a cultural one. Kids just don't grow up wanting to be cops anymore.
When I grew up and others in the agency that had been around for 10 plus years, you know, when we were kids, that was quite an honor to go in law enforcement and become a police officer or a state trooper. And that's kind of went away a little bit in our society.
My grandfather was a highway patrolman for a while, and we just had a series of just a family thing almost to be in law enforcement or to be involved with the criminal justice system in general.
That's Cadet Remington Roberts. He's a classic recruit, a Wyoming native who grew up idolizing the badge. He even has a great cop name. But Roberts said he did consider a different career, following his friends into the oil fields.
They're making pretty good money, and it's always been a consideration to do that, but their shifts are just ridiculous. I don't think it's worth it.
But these days, that isn't a very popular position. Byron Odekoven, executive director for the Wyoming Association of Sheriffs and Chiefs of Police, says for most law enforcement agencies, even keeping officers is difficult.
Several agencies commented that they're having current officers leave current positions for additional pay and benefits.
And the applicants they do get, well, they aren't always cop material.
Of those who did apply, they may have recent drug usage, alcohol abuse issues. You know, they're just casting a net out for a job, and those kinds of people do not make good officers.
Back at the Law Enforcement Academy in Douglas, Lieutenant David Wagner is scrolling through the Highway Patrol's Facebook page.
Looks like we've had 91 shares, and we're up to about 825 likes, and looks like 47 comments at this point.
Wagner is the Highway Patrol's newly minted social media coordinator. He says he wants to use Facebook and Twitter to reach Wyoming kids before they take an energy job or are snagged by another law enforcement agency. But he says he'll need some training first.
I have never used Twitter in my life. I know our agency has a Twitter account. I have yet to go on there and utilize it yet. And hopefully with some training and experience, I can utilize that.
But the Highway Patrol is looking at financial solutions to its recruitment problem, too. This year, the officers got a raise. It was the first they've seen in 6 years. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Miles Bryan.